KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have cloudy skies, 70 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy to partly cloudy today. The showers and thunderstorms have moved off pretty much for this morning. We could see some redeveloping scattered showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon, with a high today in Atlantic of 86 degrees, winds south-southeast, shifting to the north later at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In area news, the Harlan Police Department is reporting five recent arrests. On June 22nd, 19-year-old Riley Joseph Hubbell of Harlan was arrested following the execution of a search warrant. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with assault. On June 21st, 50-year-old David Allen Sampo of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. He was charged with driving while suspended. On the 18th, Harlan police arrested 19-year-old Madison Ann Parman of Harlan for domestic abuse assault. And on the 16th, 39-year-old Jennifer Rose Miller and 38-year-old Elizabeth Grace Christo, both of Harlan, were arrested by Harlan police for domestic abuse assault. A Red Oak man was arrested Tuesday for involuntary manslaughter and burglary in the first degree in connection with a reported shots fired incident that is alleged to have indirectly resulted in the death of a 41-year-old male. The incident took place around 5:24 p.m. Police Chief Justin Ramey said Wednesday that 41-year-old Christopher Mickle Mattingly was arrested following an investigation. He was being held in the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a $25,000 cash-only bond. Chief Ramey said the Red Oak police were called to the 100 block of West Joy Street in Red Oak for a report of shots fired. Upon arrival of officers in the area, they were directed to a residence at 103 East Joy Street, where they located a man who was down in the backyard. Rescue was called to provide medical assistance. Also located in the backyard was another man that was exiting the residence. The second subject, later identified as Mattingly, was placed into handcuffs and detained. Officers then returned to the man laying on the ground in order to provide any immediate medical assistance he may need. The subject on the ground complained of dizziness, but he had not been shot. Rescue arrived on the scene and began providing medical treatment to the man on the ground. He was then transferred to an ambulance and transported to a medical facility. Unfortunately, according to police, that man entered into a cardiac arrest rhythm and related to the initial incident and later succumbed to the cardiac arrest. His name was not immediately released. Upon further investigation into the incident, it was determined Mattingly had gone to the victim's house armed with a pellet gun in an attempt to retrieve the money the victim allegedly owed Mattingly. Mattingly began using the pellet gun in an attempt to shoot out surveillance cameras that were on the outside of the home. Police say once Mattingly arrived at the back door of the residence, he forced his entry by kicking in the door. And authorities say it's not clear what transpired once Mattingly entered the home, but they do know that the 41-year-old man was able to exit the residence and in the backyard where he collapsed, where officers originally located him. Agencies assisting Red Oak police at the scene included the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office and Red Oak Fire and Rescue. A burn ban is currently in place for all of Audubon County. Audubon Fire Chief Tyler Tigerson, acting on behalf of the fire departments in the county, requested the ban be issued by the state fire marshal's office, and they did so effective as of noon yesterday. The ban prohibits any open burning due to the fact that conditions in the county are such that any activity would constitute a danger to life or property. Therefore, no person in Audubon County shall engage in any open burning in the county, except as specifically permitted by the Iowa Code, until such time as Tigerson notifies the state fire marshal that the dangerous conditions no longer exist. Any violation of the burn ban is a civil misdemeanor. A vacancy on the Audubon School Board created by the resignation of board member Joni Madsen will be filled by appointment next month. Madsen has accepted a teaching position within the school district. The person appointed to fill her seat on the board will be in place until at least an upcoming school election that takes place later this year. The board on Monday also accepted the resignation of John Roberts as board secretary. He served in the position for over 30 years. School business office manager Natalie Lang was appointed to replace Roberts. In other business, the Audubon School Board this week approved summer launch contracts, along with a teaching contract for the middle school, high school art. In addition, they approved student fees for fiscal year 2022. Superintendent Eric Traeger has said there were no actual increases in student fees. Substitute pay was increased by $10 per day, and they reduced the cost of their adult activity passes, the 10-punch punch cards, by $10 because the Western Iowa Conference is going to a different fee structure for admissions, and that is $5 per person, regardless of age. The Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Board met Tuesday evening and completed the hiring of teaching staff for the upcoming school year. The board approved the hiring of Emma Barline, high school English, Heather Sprague, halftime Title I teacher, and Drew Buckold, assistant baseball coach. They also approved the resignation of Dan Spooner as technology support and digital learning instructor. Exira EHK Superintendent Trevor Miller said yesterday that he echoes comments by other superintendents in the area in saying that his administrators reported at the board meeting that there is a lack of available applicants for filling teacher positions.
The applicant pool, you know, there's not a lot of applicants out here in rural Iowa. I mean, I'm sure if you talk to Atlantic and everywhere else, it's all the same with each district. But we're struggling to find candidates for our positions that, you know, are qualified that we want in front of our students. So it's just, I mean, it's becoming a real concern for all of us superintendents is just the number of applicants that are coming out in rural Iowa and how we can fill and get creative.
Miller said in light of the current teacher drought, he hopes the State Board of Education will give districts a little more flexibility in terms of conditional licenses and or alternative licenses.
For individuals, you know, that have been to school, and then we could just take some classes to help them with education. So that's one of our biggest concerns I talked about administrative report was, and we have all of our positions filled, but it was just tough. You know, usually you got a lot of applicants for an elementary job, and this year, like, we averaged like 4 or 5 applicants. So it's just one of those things that are kind of being more difficult to find.
Mr. Miller said there are persons who want to teach, but they don't want to have to go back to school and incur the extra expense of a bachelor's degree before they can come back to education.
And it's getting harder and harder. I mean, the teacher, it's a lot more stressful now because we get a lot of our students have higher needs, and there's just other things that are out there and going on, and, you know, COVID didn't help. And so it's just, you know, trying to get back to, you know, moving forward.
In other business, Miller said the board chose to stick with Anderson Erickson as their milk supplier and Lightbox Systems out of Harlan for technology services.
They're a company that will come in and provide our service. They'll be in district 3 days a week because we've had posted a technology coordinator. I didn't have any applications, so I worked with them, and they work with some other districts, Missouri Valley and a few others, and they said they do a great job. So we're going to give them a shot, and so I hope that works out. I mean, having somebody in the district 3 days a week is kind of what we've had now with a combination of shared people. So, like, that'll be good for our staff. So, when they have questions, they'll get answered.
The Exira EHK board Tuesday approved driver's education contracts for Paul McKay, Jeremy Blake, Dick Cassidy, and Casey Pelzer. And they approved a transportation director sharing agreement with the Harlan Community School District. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.